Mevavveis, holding in the Rashi, Vemahani Mili. So halfway down the page. Morris says maybe this halacha, the father gets a squeeze in the daughter, is only referring to a katana. How do you know that Nara is the Hani Mili, the Amr Torah, is Pita Nasati, should be other than the Sino, so that it's up to the father to give her over? It's only katana, the less Loyat, the Kadashatma, she has no ability to marry herself off. Now, Rashi says, Mati Shemra, Ksiv. The pasuk is written by Mati Shemro. Obviously, she's a Nara, because the pasuk says if it's true, she gets punished, so she's a Nara. Dilma Hachikomar, maybe it means Espita Nasati Bikatnusa, I gave her over for Kedushin as Katana Vata, and now she's a Nara. So Morris says, so it says Bin Rabbi Sevilla. The Morris says that which Rav Huna says, how, in the name of Rav, how do we know my Sidayim goes to the father? And we don't use the pasuk of Kol Shrach Neurim Leviya of Bin Rabbi Sevilla. Why not? Because Elahiba forest the Dorim Ksiv. Maskon the Koshihi, Belushin Yehuda. That's not. This is all end of the thought process of why your answer over here is incorrect, because you see over there he didn't use it because it's a forest of Dorim. Therefore you can't use it over here as well. So therefore what you're saying, that's the source, we have a question on that. Nail of Kesef Kiddusha Miknosa Shazir Satar La'av. And Morris says, okay, you can't learn from over there because Mana Misura. Why do you learn from Kanas? The Torah says, by the Nara, that Kanas goes to the father. The Pasuk, we agree the Pasuk is referring to a Nara because it says, if it's true, she gets Misa. The Pasuk says explicitly the payment goes to the father. So let's learn out from Kanas. The Morris says, Mana Mikanas Aliyafinan. So why do you learn from Bashar Zabagam? The Amina Bela Naris. Shahu Shalav, that also goes to the father. Mor says that's because that the father is Shayach Ba, the Bosha Bagam, affect the father, Beyodo, Lito Maman, the Vaisha, Bosha Zel, the Mosha, the Bias Kedushin, the Manuva, the Mukushkin. This impact that he's doing, which is upon her, belongs to the father. Ella the Gemara, it's Mistabru. Ella Kiparachto Emel Didoha. Is the all the way back in the beginning of the thought process? It says Viyotachinam in Kosef. A Kesel Olden Zavish Kesel Olden Acher. So just like we said, but maybe it's Lididoha. Hachi Deshana. The correct answer that you give over there is Mistabra. We can know from Sora. L'chikam amayit kro yitziyosa mirishus av b'kiddushin mitaros yitziyosa mirishus odin b'simonim. We're contrasting and comparing the leaving of the rishus of the father when she gets married to the leaving of the rishus of the master when she gets simonim. And we're saying that over there, there's no kesef, but over here, there is kesef. You see, the kavosa kumamayit. It's logical that the yitzia that it's excluding is a parallel type of yitzia. How is that? Ma kesef the yitzias odin. You're saying the pasuk says that there's no kesef, but if there be kesef, what would it be? You have a hasam kesef. I'm sorry. My kesef is odin ihava hasam. If it would be, kesef the odin, it would be the kesef of the master. She yotzei mimenu. that she's leaving, boy, that's where it should be placed. Because mihavi kepidyon geroino, just like when before the age of simonim, where she redeems herself with kesef, then begaras imov yotso. So we subtract from the original payments the amount of work that she's done, and she pays the remainder, and she goes free. It goes to the master. As opposed to saying, if she has simonim, no, she doesn't have to pay to the master. The payment is to the master. So afki kamer namer yesh kesef biyisiach eris. There is money by a different act of leaving of the rishus of her master, referring to her father. So that it's going to go to the master, and which is referring to the father, but not to her. If you would say the money goes to the girl, which is what your question was, that is not the correct parallel to what we're saying over here. This is how the Shultas explains the Gemara. When Ishamati, my Rebbeim said a different pshat, which Rashi does not like, until Rashi brings the Shultas pshat as the main pshat in the Gemara. It's here the Kamasa Kamamayat, Mahasam Nara Afachanara. So that answers the question that the Gemara was answering just when it was taking place. So Rashi says that's good for that, because Shuli Akati Emel the Dido. It was at the Kedushan, Pirashtia, Beloshan Shmuasi, Ubakushi. And as I explained over there in Kedushan, I came up with a way to understand this pshat. Ubakushi, but with difficulty. The Moor says that the holodamio yitzia the kedushin yitzia is amo hevriya. Well, yitzia the kibosahi, they are not the same. So you're saying, well, they have to be the same. To make them the same, we have to say it goes not to her but to the father. The truth is, they're not the same, because over there she leaves the rishus of the master totally, and over here, akati mixer mesir lechupa. We're dying here. Rishus ha'av liyirushos. The father was yerusher. And the work that she does belongs to the father. So if she's not leaving the rishus of the father, so how could we make this comparison at all and say therefore it goes to the father? So Mor says, but regarding haforas adorim, she has left the rishus of the father. Nafka the rishus say that actually what you made for levada. Till now, the force of don't belong to the father alone. But the made for rishus was in bala. Now he requires somebody else. So there is some element where she left the rishus of the father. In that process of leaving rishus of the father, compared to the leaving of the rishus of the adon, over here the father gets paid. Okay. So holding the Gemara, three lines of last word, third line from the bottom, Shtar Bia. This says the Shtar Bia belongs to the father. Okay. So the father is able to give her over against her will to the process of Shtar, or for Bia, and he can get paid for that if he wants. Where it says, how do you know Minolan? How do we know that? Amarkra, l'hoisal yishacher, iskru shavayis ladati. We have three ways to marry a rav, to kesher shtar and bia, and the pasuk lumps all three together in one idea. If she got married to somebody else, I don't care how, So therefore, the Torah equates the different types of kedushin, and just like kedushin of kesef is belongs to the father, so kedushin of shtar bia belongs to the father. The father has the right to marry her off against her will through shtar or bia, and to receive any payment if he so wishes. So Rashi brings shtar or bia minolan, three lines from the bottom. Minolan the biyana via lakacha ulamaisal karcha. How do you know the father's ability to marry her off against her will? So just like kesef, that belongs to the father. So he gets the pay. He's paid, which means he has control. Total, if he's paid, he has total control over it. He accepts the money. She's married. So shtar bia also he has total control over it. The mekadesh is behu ifinan bekedushin. The source that we know that how do we know that shtar bia work? Period. That's not the topic over here. That's the sugya with their kedushin. But once that's true, our discussion is how do we know that it belongs to the father? So that we've proven. Okay. So Mishnah says that zakar b'mitzias, so the father gets the mitzias of the girl. So where it says why mishum eva. The Karashi, what's the Eva? The Shum Eva. The Kim Denokhaev, the Mizana Seha. Above and beyond the age of 6 or 7, he's no longer Makhriv to support her. When he's doing so out of his own free will. So we're afraid if we give the Messias and she finds this big Messiah and it goes to the girl, we're afraid that the father will be upset. I'm spending all this money supporting her and she finds this, you know, $1 million pearl and she puts it away for herself. She says, okay, fine, lady, I'm not supporting you anymore. Take care of yourself. So Chazal were afraid of that possibility. They said the Matthias belonged to the father, so the father will be more inclined to continue supporting his daughter. Okay, but Maisi Yadayim, how do we know that the father owns the Maisi Yadayim of the daughter? So more so, that's not a kind of Rabbanon, that's Mikra Din. Domer Rav Huna Marav, Menayin Shemaisa Habas La'av. So how do we know that that which the girl produces belongs to the father? He's selling her to the Odin, and then he owns her. That so you can't sell what you don't own. So just like when she's the Omer Vriya is by her master, her Maisidayim belongs to the master. Afbas Maisidayim Levia. So therefore, the daughter, her Maisidayim, goes to the father. The verse is fine. But that's only referring to Ketana. Ve'ema hani mili Ketana. The Mosi Mazun law. The father has willing to marry her off. Excuse me, to sell her. So yes, so it means that he owns the Maisi Yadayim and he has the ability to sell her to somebody else for that he should get the Maisi Yadayim. Abul Nara de la Mosi Mizun law. Maisi Yadayim di Dohavu. But the Nara, which the father no longer has the ability to sell her, so maybe that means that the Maisi Yadayim of the Nara belong to her, not to the father. And I'm just saying it belongs to the father. So the Mura Mistabra via Havu. No, it's logical that it belongs to the father. If it doesn't belong to her, El Hod Zachel Rechmana La'av. The minister of the chuppah, we already decided the father is the one who marries her off. That includes kedushin. That includes also the minister of the chuppah. Hechi motzi motzila ha'kam avatila mimaisi yadel. Why would the father have the rights to give her off to the chuppah and stop her maisi yadayim, which belonged to her? She can say, I don't want to go right now. I want to work. Tip of the work belongs to him. So at that point in time, when he gives it over for a chuppah, he loses the Maisi Daim, but that's his decision. But if the Maisi Daim belonged to her, why would the father have the power over her Maisi Daim to stop her from doing her Maisi Daim and give her away to the husband? So Porach Rav Achoy, so Rav Achoy asked on this proof. Emel Yoiv lost Char Pekata and Echanami, that he would have to pay her. He has the power to give her off, belongs to her. He asked me, how is he going to do it? He'll pay her for it. Inami the Mosul of Alelia, or he'll give her over at a time where there's not, she's not working. Inami the Mosul of Shabbos, or on Shabbos and Yom Tov. We'll talk about Tosis in a second over here. She's not working. So where it says, so therefore that proof that it has to be the father's, otherwise how is he going to find the time where he has the power to give her away over for chuppah? It's not a proof, because there are times when that will not be, we won't have any type of conflict, and theoretically belongs to her, and the father would marry her off during these times. So Mercy writes, and now we're left with the question, how do we know that the Maisi Yadayim of an Ara belongs to the father? The Mercy is like this, that we have the Pasuk Kiyim Kriyish Espitul Oma to equate the father to the master, just like the master gets her Maisi Yadayim. The father also gets her Maisi Yadayim. So what's the purpose of that equation? For Ketana? No. El Ketana L'Tzricha Kro. Hashazunim Ma'azun Lo Maisi Yadayim. Boy, obviously we can sell her. Obviously he owns the Maisi Yadayim. So the purpose of this Pasuk to equate the two is not for Ketana El Ketzer Kro L'Naro. The purpose of the Pasuk is to tell me by even by a nara, that the Maisi Yadayim belong to the father. So Tais over here grapples with marrying her, doing the giving her over the chuppah for Shabbos and Yom Tov. So now there is a mission in Beya that you can't do kedushin on Yom Tov, Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's the Rabbanon. We're working on the Raisa level, what the Drasha the Pasuk is. So that doesn't bother us. But Tosis grapples with a different problem. There's a more cotton. That you can't marry women during Chol HaShemayit, even though there's no Isser Mitzad, any issues of Kinyanim, etc. But it's a time of celebrating for the Yom Tov and not to celebrate with your wife. Tosis proves that that's a drasha d'oraisa. So Tosis says, so what are we talking about over here, giving over b'Shabbos as we Yomim Tovim? So Shabbos, there's no such drasha, but Yom Tov, there's a drasha. You cannot spend the Yom Tov being Sameach b'Ishtecha. So you can't marry her, you can't do Nesu'in on Yom Tov. If it's true in Chol HaMoed, it's definitely true on Yom Tov. So as it says, we're talking about one Shachas Lifnei Yom Tov. Because that's considered like Yom Tov for the Inyan of Malacha, because Tosefes is the Raisa. But in regards to the drasha of Samat B'Chagecha B'la B'Ishtecha, it would not necessarily extend. So Tosefes seemed to understand that the Tosefes Yom Tov is Halacha and Malacha, not Halacha and all of the Kedusha of Yom Tov taking effect. So it would be considered Yom Tov, the work can't be done, so she no longer can get her Maisi Yadayim. So the father we're giving over is not in any way undermining her Maisi Yadayim. This Samat B'Chagecha B'la B'Ishtecha doesn't apply to that time. So first of all, you see in Tosis, the Tosis learns that Tosis Yom Tov is the Raisa. The more in Rosh Hashanah, There we discussed over there that could be the drasha which tells me the dinim to sefes yom tov, it could be only a smachta. And you see that even if it is, it doesn't necessarily apply to all of it, doesn't give it the full status of yom tov. It extends the isurim malacha at that point in time. Kizak Rashi. The more says it has to be the Maisi Daim belonged to the father because he can give her off to the chuppah because he was beaten as Ati. He's giving over not only the Kedusha but the Nesuman as well. She can't work then. So, why, if he doesn't own the Maisi Daim, why does he have a right to be Mevatel her Maisi Daim? Which is maybe pays her. Bakata, Mitilusa, that she's bought during that time. Versus rather, you're right. El Tsanal and Shrika Krob, the Kosha the Holy Ale, that which you asked before, Be Mahani Milikitano, the Mosi Mazin law, that which maybe it's referring only to Kitano, because that's he can sell her. Love Koshi, that's not a Kasha. Because you're right. It's so obvious that you wouldn't need a puzzle for that. It's a krob in that room. The Tais is Zakrashi. You have a dikir krob by Ketana Ksiv. Yeah, but the puzzle is written by Ketana. It's written by selling her. Miu krob yaseiruhu, but it's an extra puzzle. Ksiv la'omo. It says it's bita. Kimri says bita. He says bita. He's selling her to be an omo. He increases bitoy, but it will also be sufficient. So the word la'oma is coming to tell me la'kushay bas la'oma or la'kesha denara osya. So that extra word la'oma, which now equates bitoy and oma, that's relevant for a naru. Okay. So the word by forest in the route, the father has the rights, the power to be made for her nadorim as a naru. The Siv bin Rabbi Sevilla, in the parsha of her forest and daughter, it says bin Rabbi that during the time of Naris she's Bei Sevilla, she's in the father's rishus. That's the verse in the pasuk. When the Kabbalists get up, so how do we know that? Minolam the Siv biyotzav ha'isa iskush avayis yitzia l'avaya. The Torah equates the Yitzia and the Havaya, and once you've proven that the Havaya belongs to the father, so the Yitzia, accepting the get, belongs to the father as well. Zekrashi bin Area Besavia. Zekrashi bin Area. I got my forest adorm, because he was hitting my forest adorm. Vachikomar, this is what the Pasuk is saying. Bin Area, during the time of Naris, Rishus Avia, she's Bebes Avia, she's under the father's Rishus. The Grashi Vachitema, Habe Hedixi, it says in the Farish, what do you need this Rasha? It says, Kiheni Avia Oisa. Ilava Hai, Habamina, Bektana Mishtoi. I would assume it's referring to Ketana now. Because by Nadorim, there's a unique din that even a girl who's a katana from the age of 11, once she turns 11, and onwards, a boy, once she's turned 12, if they make a netter, if they understand what they've done, the implications of what they've done, that means that they have that level of intelligence or understanding what they've done. So the netter is chal. So here you can have a katana who's made a netter, which has a loch of a netter deraisa, so, and the pasuk is saying the father can be made for it. Maybe it's only referring to a katana. So that's why I need the pasuk. But Rabbi Sevilla, they tell me that the even by nara belong is brishus Sevilla. Okay, something more.
Father's house.
That's the end of all of his zchuyos. He has no more right. Okay. But the Mishnah says, "Ben Ochel Peres Bechagiha." He does not get the Peres of her property. She received a piece of property, Birusha, from her mother. So the father does not have the rights to eat the Peres, different than the husband, who has the rights of Peres on his wife's property. There's no excuse of getting any Paris b'chay b'itoy. So whereas the Rabbi Yosef Behuda says the father does. So what's the machlokes? Tanakama sabar mishum abal tekhina le'rabbanon peri. Chazar Masakim, that he gets Paris. Why? Dimkein min nevloi porik, we're afraid he has responsibility if she would be captured to redeem her. And we were Masakim him with Paris, corresponding to that. So therefore, he will, if we're afraid he doesn't get Paris, then we don't give him something, he won't take his responsibility of Perkuna seriously enough. I will have Ma'ikel Nememer. What are you afraid of? The Mimna of Leporik, B'lav Hachi Porik Lo. He will be. The Tanakhama says, no reason to misak and abetzim. They belong to her. No reason would take them away from her and give it to somebody else, unless we need it for a motivation. We're not worried about the father's motivation. The husband might say, no, this is Zivlai Bendorton, right? But the father's not going to say that, right? So we're not worried about the father not being part of her. We're concerned about the father as well. Because Sover, Kisa Nikita Aluye, Tezo with Tifrik Navsha, now that she has this Yerusha, she has this piece of property, so it's like she has a purse, which she has literally, you know, hanging around her neck. She has what to support, to redeem herself with. Zakrashi, Mimna Leporik, the Fikach Tignol Paris, we gave him Paris. Kirmal, come on. It says, a Perkuna Tachas Paris. The responsibility of Perkuna was given corresponding with the schus he gets of Paris. To the Kleino Bal, that the husband has the right to eat the Paris. Chopidjoino, Yeheyolov. Now he's corresponding with getting the Paris, he's with Chayiv and Pidyon. Imrav, Himat, whatever it costs. The Amrit, Lin Chinu, V'yiftu'a, Mehem. You know what? Let's let her keep the Paris, and we'll keep them or sell them and save the money for her, and we'll use that for her Pidyon. In Tia Shvuya, if she's captured, Zimnin the Molu, sometimes not enough money. But Hasha Yoiv me today, he would have to get right. So he would have to lay out, and he's uninterested in doing that. But now that we say, okay, fine, Mr. Husband over here, really, it should belong to her. We're giving you all of this, which, so if she never captured, you made off with the big bargain. If she is, you're going to pay what it costs, even if you end up losing. Kisa Nikita, Kis Moli Molos Yeshla Baskula. She has this purse full of money she has put away in her treasure. I haven't gotten any benefit out of it. Ata Tifta is Atzma. Let her prepare herself. Okay, so Erechanami. So why? What are we worried about? Well, we're worried about the Miechzer and Eloyish Ashlim. And if it's not enough, I'm not gonna. You know, she didn't give me any schuyos in anything she had until now. So let her deal with it herself. Okay. Let's hold it here.